Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show. We got some great guys here in the studio. This week, starring in the show, we have the one and only great quarterback of all time. Let me tell you, Vince Ferragamo, the guy that took the Los Angeles Rams to the Super Bowl back in, what was the year was that? Was that 60?
1980.
It was very good.
Yes, it was a while back.
And along with him, Hall of Fame, four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year. We're talking about the one and only Jackie Slater, ladies and gentlemen. Jackie, how you doing this week?
I'm doing okay.
We have Harmony Cheese. We had the big NFL draft, and you guys apparently had some Harmony Cheese mailed to your homes.
Yes, we did.
And you guys were...
Pepper cheddar?
Pepper cheddar.
You were having that?
Yes.
Jackie, what do you have?
I had that, too. Did you? Yes, I did. I didn't pair it with any wine. I just got myself some saltine.
On the charcuterie board?
No, I got myself some saltine crackers and put it right there on the saltine crackers.
I love Harmony cheese.
I don't like a whole lot of stuff going on with my cheese.
I just like the taste of it. We got a big show. Oh, we got a big show for you here today. We'll be talking about Harmony cheese. You can find out about it at harmonycheese.com. Harmonycheese.com. We have a little problem here before we start the show. You've gotten the Harmony cheese, right? You've had the Harmony cheese. I've gotten it.
Oh, you did.
Our producer Corey Marino, I don't think, has gotten one bite. And we're gonna have to make sure.
We gotta talk to Jerry Haynes because we had him on last week. Yeah. He was awesome, wasn't he?
So that's why his mouth is watering all the time. We sit here talking about this cheese.
It's wonderful. So we'll take care of you, Corey. Don't worry. You
gotta get him taken care of.
We got NFL draft news to talk about. We have maybe a Bill Belichick story. We don't know for sure. Not if we do. But I think there was an interview with him recently. And we're gonna talk a lot about what the football teams win by the draft, lose by the draft. Some teams never benefit by it, and so we got a whole big week. Everything going well with you guys this week?
Everything's good, man. I was really enjoying the NBA championship first round, too. My gosh.
This guy is a huge NBA fan, Jackie.
You know, I'm a Laker guy. He's a huge fan. I'm a Laker guy, and I've been a little bit frustrated with some of the things I've been seeing, and I just know that LeBron James, I mean, at 40 years old, to expect him to play as much basketball as he's playing, I feel badly for him.
Well, my mother-in-law's favorite team is the Warriors.
Is that right?
Man, they're exciting to watch as well.
Yes, they are.
You're a Laker guy? I haven't seen you down there with the Laker girls.
Well, I've been a Laker guy ever since we had the same doctor.
Go Clippers.
Bob Curlin was taking care of the Rams, and he was taking care of the Lakers.
And the Dodgers.
He had courtside seats, and he used to invite a couple of Rams there, and I always got invited.
Got to take a quick break. We'll come back with more. This show is just getting off the ground. It's On Point Live. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. We'll be back here on CRN Radio. And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan blend Caressa J, bold Primitivo, elegant Pinot Nero, and rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Welcome back to On Point Live, brought to you by Harmony Cheese. HarmonyCheese.com is your website. You want to check that out. And you want to check us out on our website, onpointlive.net. Don't forget, we got a new station that's tuned into us in the whole Salt Lake City Valley there. It's AM 1550 SLC Sports Radio, and you can get it in Salt Lake City, throughout the Salt Lake Valley, and more. More stations upcoming. And don't forget, we have our big On Point Live YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. They're there. And on Instagram, follow us at on.point.live. All right, let's talk about the NFL draft and do a little review here. We'll start. You're sure. Closest to me, Vince. Who'd you like? Any particular picks that came out and jumped out at you?
Well, I think we were pretty much spot on when we selected the first five guys that were going to come out. We know Cam Ward was going to come out first, which he was one of the eloquent, you know, quarterbacks in the NFL going to Tennessee. I liked Travis Hunter. I thought at the time he might go to Cleveland, but they traded that draft pick to the Jaguars. I also liked Tyler Warren, who went to the Colts. Great tight end, versatile player. And I like this kid, Ty Robinson, who went in the fourth round to the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll talk more about it later, but those are some of my top guys.
And Jackie Slater, what about your thoughts?
Well, I mean, the whole draft was just an interesting draft to me.
How so?
You know, well, a lot of people looking at the quarterbacks with Shadur Sanders and all of these receivers and running backs and whatnot, and they overlook the big people. And I've always maintained that football is a big man's game. Well, if you look at the draft choices of the 32 teams, over 50% of the players drafted were linemen, which means defensive linemen or offensive linemen, which means this is where the games are really won, at the line of scrimmage. There's no doubt about that in my mind. Vince might disagree with me, but this is where the rubber meets the road. And so it was interesting to see that happen. It was also interesting to see a couple of teams go out and get those special linemen. You know, like I looked at the Patriots. They went out and drafted a guy. His name is Will Campbell. He's 6'6", 319, and they talked about his arms not being long enough and all that, but he's the closest thing that I've seen to Mike Ken, who played with the Atlanta Falcons for about 17 to 18 years. Just a dynamic, shutdown, blindside tackle. And then lastly, the guy that jumped out at me is Jerry Jones. You know, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, he was an offensive lineman. And this guy, he must have had shades of Nate Newton and Eric Williams and Larry Allen, because he went and drafted Tyler Booker. And to me, that offensive guard out of Alabama is a special player. He's an inside blindside blocker that very few people are going to have get get by him.
Was this this a particular draft this year a little different than past years with the name, image, and likeness and all that stuff going down where these kids are making money out of college right now, and so maybe they got a little bit more of a ego to kind of crack and get going? What do you think, Vince?
Some of them have taken a cut in pay. Just
cut, a huge cut in pay.
You know, especially if they don't get drafted high, right? Like Shadur Sanders, which we'll talk about more about later. But, you know, the NFL, as Jackie said, is evolved. And the one thing that hasn't changed over the years is the foundation, the fundamental foundation of teams and their backbone of the teams are the offensive line, defensive line. And, you know, protecting the quarterback is an issue that you have to be aware of. I mean, as you saw it last year with the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, he was running for his life the whole game, Patrick Mahomes. So, yes. And they drafted, they moved up in the draft to get an offensive tackle. So they got one, Josh Simmons. So, I mean, this whole concept about how do I protect my quarterback? Cleveland, you know, drafted two quarterbacks, two running backs. Well, I mean, we'll talk about that.
That seems like a little bit of a reach, Jackie? A little reaching.
Too much reach. But Chicago now, they helped their quarterback, okay? They helped him out,
lineman?
And they got linemen, they got running backs, they got a tight end.
They traded for an offensive lineman?
And as you mentioned, Jackie, too, Drake May with the Patriots. They went after Simmons. So not Simmons, but Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's you know, the direction you're going, but some teams did well, some teams not so well.
Well, let's talk about the winners and the losers if you want to a little bit. Winners possibly. How about the Cleveland Browns? You kind of mentioned something there, Jackie, but they had a little gamble on the quarterback. A lot of people thought Sanders was going to go a lot earlier than he did, but eventually he did end up there at the Browns. What are your thoughts on Cleveland?
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of people think that Cleveland should have gone for the Heisman Trophy winner. They should have gone for a dynamic guy that could have helped them on both sides of the ball. But when you look at this is what I really wanted to talk about before we got past this. I wanted to look, and you know, when you talk about drafting people, you assume that the pro scouts are going to go to the colleges and see what they did at the colleges, their freshman, their sophomore, their junior and senior year. But if the scouts are worth their salty sweat, they're going to know where the guys went to high school. They're going to know what they did in high school, what they were taught in high school. And there was nothing more relevant to that than to watch what happened with the two players in the first round, top 10 picks, who went to the same high school and played together at the same time.
Interesting.
That's Mason Graham, a defensive tackle from Michigan. He went to Servite High School. He was the fifth overall pick. And Tetero McMillan, T-Mac, they call him, a big wide receiver out of Arizona, he went to Servite High School. And both these guys are high-character guys. They are guys who have put their team first. They're taught to be leaders on a daily basis in the classroom, on the football field, whatever other extracurricular activities they have at their schools. They are leaders. That's expected of them by their coaches. And so the scouts in the National Football League prove to me that they do their due diligence. They went back to the ground roots of these two talented young players, and they had to come away being picked as highly as they were.
It seems like in your area of playing and the era now, it's much more highly categorical, where you've got great management on the teams, you got great scouting, you got great management to go ahead and pick these people. Am I right, Vince? Well, is it more of a study action now?
No, not all teams are synchronized, Michael, when it comes to draft and scouting. Okay, there are some teams that are very efficient at it, and those are teams that win in the NFL. Let me give you an example. Philadelphia Eagles, okay? They've got Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni. Okay, but they also depend on Dom DeCindro. Okay, Big Dom. Okay, he's a policeman. He was the one thrown out of the game.
What do you mean by a policeman?
He polices. He looks at the background. He studies these guys, their history. Have they been involved with any kind of, burglaries or whatever it is? I mean, they do their research, their background research on these guys. If he says it's a go, they go for it, and they're all on the same page. The Philadelphia Eagles drafted their first five picks. They were the number one defense in the NFL last year. Guess who they picked? Five defensive players. Their
five
first
defensive
five picks.
Players.
Okay,
keep it going.
They went to Jahad Campbell in the first round. Okay, he's an edge rusher, Michael. They already have a great defense. They also went in the fourth round, Ty Robinson out of Nebraska. Now he's going to play with Jalen Carter. Those guys in the middle. I mean, Jackie, there's another team in the NFL that's very strong in the middle, too. But nobody as strong as this will be. And they just went for a linebacker, okay, who's going to, you know, another great key to their defense. And then a safety, cornerback, a safety. They already have two great safeties. So that team in itself tells you the story because you have one of the brightest scouts and general managers of all time.
All right, so we got the Bears. So we talked the Browns. I mean, we talked the Browns, and you talked Philadelphia. What about the Bears?
Well, the Bears have done a great job of adding pieces. They signed an offensive lineman. See, in my opinion, what they need to get done in Chicago is they need to get their quarterback, Caleb Williams, the first overall pick of a year ago, everything that he needs. And that includes quality protection. That includes quality receivers, a quality running game behind him. And then from there, your offense is in a position that it can set sail. We can watch Caleb Williams be the special player that we saw at USC. That will begin to happen once you give him the weapons around him.
And that's because they got Johnson as their head coach, too. He's an offensive-minded coach,
an
Jackie.
Offensive-minded coach.
He came from Detroit.
Just left Detroit. You saw what Detroit did there with Jared Goff and all those guys over there. Well, I look for that to be duplicated in Chicago now, especially with the trigger man that they have.
Vince, what about the Chargers here in our last minute here?
The Chargers, okay, that's Harbaugh's team. I mean, he's building offensive line. He built some more talent around Justin Herbert. Very, very important. The 49ers also now with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch went first five guys defense to stop the run.
Loaded it up.
They are loaded. They're going to be tough to run against that team. So they're getting back to their basics.
We'll continue with this straight ahead. Got to take a break here on Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. I'm Michael Horn. The website, onpointlive.net. Check out our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Order some cheese. We got some big holidays coming up. 4th of July around the corner. Better start eating cheese to figure out what you like on there. On Instagram, follow us at on.point.live. And don't forget, we're on crntalk.com. Check it all out. We'll be right back. It's On Point Live. We'll return.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Check us out with our YouTube video each and every week. We do a TV show, we do a radio show, we do a podcast. And to get to our YouTube channel, just search On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. On Point Live on the YouTube channel. You can check all the great videos up there and a whole lot more. Don't forget our buddies at HarmonyCheese.com. Great cheese, good for watching football, maybe even basketball if your team's still in it. Don't know, maybe it's gone by now. All right, one other final thing. The Rams, did they do okay in the draft? Did we like the Rams?
They stockpiled for next year. I'll tell you what, they're trading down. They didn't have a first-round draft pick. I thought they drafted a good tight end in the second round.
Yes,
I think
Oregon. Sean McVay is gonna have him a good tight end all around.
So, and they drafted another running back from Auburn, Jackie. That should help give him a little beef on offense. But no offensive lineman.
No offensive lineman. They felt pretty content with what they have there, and you know their defensive line. They feel pretty good about those young guys. Yeah. But what I think is happening is that they're stockpiling because some of these in another year, a couple of these guys are going to be ready to hit free agency, and they may or may not want to pay them. They're going to have those options, and they're certainly going to have the draft capital to go in there and replace them. Yeah. So I got to take my hat off to Snead and his staff. They did a good job of that.
Too much to think about here in NFL football. Can't we just do a little flag football with your league, Vince Ferragamo?
Well, you know, flag football's a whole different game, but I think it's a great
mental. How did you do it, by the way? You have your flag football league. People should know about this.
Yeah, you know, we're doing a better job of it, I think.
When does it
start?
We
got our commissioner right over
Commissioner
here.
Jackie Slater.
It won't start till the fall.
He runs with an iron fist. Yeah, you don't want to get away, Jackie.
Yeah, we had some good teams last year, some great athletes.
We did. And, we had some really good teams.
Real good talent.
Right, yes.
Commissioner? They played.
What do you think, commissioners?
Well, I was impressed. They did follow the rules. We made sure we followed the rules, adhere to all of them.
And is that a slam on Vince that he doesn't follow the rules?
No, he doesn't. Oh, he has a tendency to get kicked out of a flag football game on occasion.
Only guy got thrown out of a couple of flag football games.
We had a good time. All the parents came out, and we took the one of the things we like to do with this what we're doing now is we like to educate the parents as to what we're doing. So we take the time to tell them we're going to let them be wide receivers here. We're going to let them be backs. We're going to let them block. We're going to let them do all the stuff, and so they can get a feel for what it's like to play the game of football.
You know what's happening now, Mike? The girls are more interested in flag football than boys are.
They are.
They're playing it like crazy. Oh, I'm playing flag football. They're actually substituting in some schools from women's softball to flag football.
To flag football for girls.
So
I'm telling you. Interesting. And you guys are bringing it there. And Jackie, you advertise here on the show. We talk about your school to get people prepped mind-wise, physically, mentally, ready to go. Vince, you've got your winery that people should know about as well, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're producing. You know, we love doing what we do. And I think it's a signature wine. Obviously, goes with everything. But you know, it's a favorite, especially when you go to some of these auctions and stuff. Jack,
yes,
and we went to a function last night. It was
modest.
Really good.
Been modest, but he just donated 3 bottles of his wine to Child Help down in Newport Beach, and they went for $3,000. They raised $3,000 for 3 bottles of his wine.
I just ordered
to go for helping kids down there.
I hope the price comes down. Inflation. Do this for me, Vince. Just want to see because I know it's been pruning season.
Yeah,
are you okay?
I got those grippers.
He does it. He goes out there. And
we're thinning right now, Mike. You know, we're training the vines.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you noticed that.
We got to thin it up, man. Yeah, I got to lose a little weight.
Okay, we had the winners. I've been trying to avoid this next segment, the losers, because if you've been watching this show on a regular basis, Shedeur Sanders this, Shedeur Sanders that. He's going to go in the first round. He's going to on our, you know, Corey and Vince and Jackie and I, we email each other as, what happened to Shedeur Sanders? What's wrong with him? Let's start with you, Jackie Slater. Yeah.
We've discussed it to nauseam, I think.
Well, the audience hasn't heard it. Number 144,
I mean,
it was just
captivating to watch what happened with Shedeur Sanders on draft day. I mean, this young man, he must have just gone through it. And then on top of all of what he was – you know, how he was being passed over round after round after round. And someone went and said, and prank called him and said that he was being drafted by such and such team, and it was just a prank call. So he had to endure that. Now, this is my take on the Deion Sanders thing. I think that his son's thing, I think that a lot of people perhaps, you know, thought that they were being a little bit boastful and arrogant and all of that. But, you know, it's not as if it's the first time it ever happened. I mean, we saw the same thing with Archie Manning when he was
his kids,
when he spoke up about where his kids should be. And we saw the same thing with
John Elway.
With John Elway. Over, yeah. It is not as if
we
it
didn't
hasn't.
See that with Jackie Slater.
Absolutely. No. And you weren't going to see it with Jackie Slater. I was just glad to be there, to be honest right. with
After you. After he went on his own there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He did go on his own. And so, you know, when you see that, you think, okay, well, this guy is, you know, out of control, is like his dad and all that. But the truth of the matter is, this is what I know. The man got sacked 94 times over a two-year period of time. He took two organizations, including my alma mater, Jackson State mm-hmm. and Jackson, Mississippi, to prominence again. And then he comes over here to Colorado. And who's watching Colorado football, Vince? No. Nobody's watching Colorado football until he goes there. Now, yes, I understand some of the scouts have said that he's been disrespectful to the process and on his taking face calls on while he's in the interview and stuff like that. But this is what I know about unique quarterbacks. I was in a huddle. I never played a regular season down with Joe Montana. But I was in a huddle with Joe Montana in a couple of Pro Bowls. And Joe Montana, you look at him and you see him outside smiling and everything. When he gets in the huddle with the other 10 guys, Joe Montana is electric. Everything that he says, all of the gestures, the jokes, the different things he says, it's almost like it was timed and scripted, and it just motivates you. So I'm inclined to believe that with Shardua Sanders, we're going to see some of that. And I think that's
we'll see that.
I think that's a big part of his success. It has to be, because his team around him plays so well and so hard when he's on the field.
Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts?
Okay, well, you have some winners and losers in the draft, obviously. And I think one of the biggest losers was the Cleveland Browns. First of all, they drafted two quarterbacks and two running back. And so now they have a quarterback room filled with five quarterbacks. I think, you know, it's over. They do it.
So
some
we have
teams,
the Cleveland Browns as winners and also losers.
And this is
saying.
The reason, I think, Mike. Yeah. Some teams draft because of need. Some draft because of just talent off the board. And if you're going to draft off talent, you're drafting for the long run. Okay? In this case, what hurt Shardua Sanders was the fact that a lot of teams were already set at quarterback position. So when Cam Ward went off the board first, then, you know, it just became limited as who would need in a quarterback. But I think some teams have to look at off-the-field perspective. And what I mean by that is, you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, they really do their research. Now, this kid, Shardua Sanders, is a quality quarterback. Let me tell you right now. So I don't know, consider the source of what's happening out there. Who is saying these kind of things? I mean, is this off-the-field perspective? Not really. Because this guy, when he gets in the huddle, he knows what he's doing. He's as intelligent as there any quarterback out there right now, I'm going to tell you. And his background is nothing but football. This has a lot to do with his quality. Mike, he was on a team that was going nowhere. The other three receivers on his team were drafted. Why? They had a great quarterback throwing to him. One was drafted the second player, won the Heisman Trophy. The other two were drafted in the fifth round. Okay, that doesn't happen on every team. All right, no, he was sacked. He didn't have an offensive line. What are you talking about? That says how durable he is as a quarterback. Look at the positive stuff of this guy. All right? I don't know. I'm a quarterback. I look at him for what I think I see as a quarterback. I would have him on my team.
All right, so let me say, so the Cleveland Browns could be the genius picks of all time because they've got Shardua Sanders now. If he's going to be the great quarterback that you guys say he's going to be, and that
no,
a
I'm
lot
not,
of
I'm not
say,
sold on their general manager and what
right,
their coach is
there.
Doing, Michael.
So
the way,
maybe
because
they
didn't draft accordingly. Why would you draft the court? Why didn't you get him in the third round instead of the fifth round?
Because I got him down. In
That's
the
wrong. That's wrong.
Let me settle down a little bit because.
I'm getting
144, fifth round for Shedeur Sanders. You know who was chosen in his round at numbers the sixth round at 199?
Yeah,
a young
Brady.
Gentleman named Tom Brady.
Yeah, I win the fourth round too. He's got something to prove. He's going to play with a chip on his shoulder now.
Well,
that's even going to make him better. And he took a cut in pay to leave college.
But I think that also hurt him because some of the management was saying, like, stay away from the guy. He's got a chip on his shoulder. And I think they had to look at that a little bit. I think when you say, why didn't he get picked beforehand? I think that might have hurt him a little bit.
Well, there were so many negative things.
Let's talk about them.
There were so many negative things being said about Shedeur Sanders.
Consider the source.
Some of the sources were prime sources. I mean, some of our...
They're misinterpreting what he said.
Well, some of them are, perhaps.
Okay.
And most of them may be. But it's just that when you have this list of people in the business that are making all of these negative statements about how he conducted themselves and he missed Cindy.
People like to chime in, Jackie, and they like to jump on the train.
Okay, jump on the train. Jump on the train. So it makes them seem like they're just as aware.
I want to win. I want to win. I want him on my team.
And I agree. And Vince, I played with 21 different quarterbacks who started games at the Rams during my career.
Yeah.
And I can count the guys on one hand who had the it factor. You were one of the guys that had the it factor, Vince. And it wasn't always because of the smoothness, eloquence in which you called the plays. Because there were times you didn't finish calling the play because you were communicating with the wide receivers and the offensive line.
Just go do your thing.
We just had to break the huddle and do our thing. Rich Saul would call up the protection and we would do it. But the thing that was magical about guys like you was how you captivated people and how we were successful
because
you saw what needed to be done at that particular time.
Key point, and the fact
that's good.
You mentioned Jackie, and he's given a little allusion to you here, Vince, that you've got to have a persona off the field and on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Off the field, people have to kind of gravitate and like you. On the field, you got to take control. And you mentioned when I first came into the show today, you're saying, well, you know what? You got to have a positive attitude when you play. You can't be negative. We could be losing, 23-0. You got to have a positive attitude to bring it back. And you got to have that persona, as you mentioned, in the huddle.
Absolutely. There's no
Never
doubt about
die.
It.
Never
There's
say
no
die,
doubt about
Mike.
It.
Play to the end. Play to the end.
And
the
a
game.
Lot of guys don't understand that. They come there and they think they're in charge of the huddle, so therefore I can talk to my blindside tackle anyway. Get in the huddle and shut up.
No.
No. If I'm a quarterback, I'm not going to talk to my blindside tackle by saying, get in the huddle and shut up.
Your thoughts, email us onpoint at crntalk.com. Onpoint, onpoint, onpoint at crntalk.com. Get your thoughts in here. We'll read them on the show. Onpoint at crntalk.com. HarmonyCheese.com, our sponsor. OnPointLive.net is our website. We'll be back. It's On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Don't go away.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Count on Kohl's for those special gifts mom deserves this Mother's Day. Inspire her inner chef with must-haves for her kitchen, wellness essentials for her fitness routine, and jewelry for her perfect night out. Plus, you can save 15% on some of your finds and earn Kohl's cash. Find mom's perfect gift in time for Mother's Day at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer valid through May 11th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
On Point Live continues. I told you this was going to be a barn burner here on this show today. NFL draft recap like you've never heard it before here on the show. And don't forget, follow us at on the YouTube channel with our On Point Live podcast that we put together with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. I'm Michael Horn. I'll tell you guys, before we leave this, Shedeur Sanders, and I think the guy might have been railroaded a little bit here, because people say, well, why wasn't he drafted higher? I told you, Tom Brady was number 199. This guy is 144 or whatever. We'll see what he does. There's a lot of coach people that have made comments, some of which are not given a, they're not attributed to any one particular coach. One comment was, and we don't know from where, worst formal interview I've ever seen in my life. So entitled, takes unnecessary sacks. He has the horrible body language. He blames teammates. The biggest thing is he's not that good. Multiple NFL owners, again, unnamed, told their front office to take Shedeur Sanders off their draft board. And then another comment, he torpedoed himself. His attitude off the field at the combine, his dad didn't help him. I didn't want this entitled person on my team. Those are the ones that are not having any credit. Well, you're laughing. I am too. I think they're a little over the top on this guy. Jackie Slater, what do you think?
Well, I mean, that's a lot of those are a lot of comments, a lot of negative comments. And you could go even further.
Albert, right?
Albert Breer, a noted national syndicated columnist.
Yes.
With several different institutions. He said that the Shedeur Sanders, he didn't catch a planted mistake in a mock install, you know, as if he was supposed to know exactly what was not to occur in a different situation. That's negative. I mean, you would think that a quarterback who wouldn't catch something like that certainly wouldn't be passing for 4,000 yards.
Exactly.
And how many touchdowns?
With 37 touchdowns. Somebody's got to be catching something along the way with that. And then Rick Neuheisel, so much respect for Rick, used to be the head coach over at UCLA, played there and everything. He said that Shedeur Sanders was disrespectful because he took a personal FaceTime call doing an interview with a scout and didn't get off the FaceTime. And I'm thinking to myself, well, now, that does sound like it could be kind of rude, but suppose it was his mom.
Exactly.
But
or his wife.
Suppose it was his wife or his sister or maybe even somebody else about something more serious. So you have to know the content, the context
Jackie,
of what has been
on,
said
hold
here.
On a second. I got to call you back after the show. I'll call you back.
Well, okay, I mean, go ahead, and then the other
right.
thing,
Sorry.
The other thing too is I'm a guest in your house.
Correct.
I have come to visit you.
Right.
You know, and I have asked you to come here and sit down and talk to me. So I'm going to be more accommodating than I should expect you to be. So it was just a whole lot of negative stuff being said that, you know, I'm not quite sure was warranted.
Vince, your thoughts?
I have to agree with that thought. I think a lot of this stuff was, you know, you have to consider the source. Where's it coming from? How accurate is it? Does it have any persuasion to the theory about why should I draft this guy or not? I mean, is this the bait? Is this the build of this guy? Do you throw for 37 touchdowns and 10 interceptions and have that kind of attitude, not knowing what to expect? I mean, you understand the game. You understand where it is. When you don't have an offensive line, you're always running for your life. I mean, you're sacked so many times. You still compete. I mean, these kind of qualities, all right, surrounding a quarterback, there is something to be said about personality and about having the will to win, okay? This young kid comes from a background of athleticism. His dad was one of the best defensive backs in the history of the game, okay? He's talented. he comes from that background. That's his genealogy.
No backlash on his dad. That's people weren't upset about his dad. Were they?
It doesn't make sense because look, as I'm a quarterback, I'm looking at who do I want to be on my team? Yeah, I do want to do my background checks, but all this hearsay stuff has nothing to do with what I think. If I personally talked to him, I wouldn't get that feel. I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't get that feel from him.
And you know another thing too, as a rank and file guy, a support role player. You know, I had an important role, but it was support to guys like Vince and running backs like Eric Dickerson and everything. I don't want one of these guys not being a leader. I want a guy that's going to grab the bull by the horns. You know, I'm not going to – I mean, I don't want to feel like if I get beat and my quarterback get hit, he's not going to jump up and take it like a man and get right back in the huddle and here we go again.
Right.
You know,
I want some.
I don't want a quarterback that's too easy going, mellow.
There's a difference, Jackie, between arrogance – okay, and confidence.
And confidence. That's a huge difference.
All right. I want a guy who's confident. And sometimes it's misinterpreted. It's like, well, is he arrogant or he thinks he's too good for himself or is he confident? There's a difference.
And Vince, you know, I can tell you
this. There's a big difference.
I can tell you this right now. If that young man is in the huddle and leading a football team down to score touchdown after touchdown after touchdown, whoever owns him as an owner is going to sit there and say, man, I'm glad I got this kind of personality running in my offense now.
Let's wait.
That's what they're going
to
say.
Call the Cleveland Browns right now and see what they think. And listen to this.
Let's talk about him being the number one quarterback by the end of the year.
It could be.
Would you draft the Cleveland? Why would you draft the quarterback in the third round from Oregon and not this guy? That doesn't make any sense.
If
you're not going to draft him, don't draft him at all.
When everything about him says that he's better. There's nothing.
Who would you rather have?
There's nothing that has occurred that would make this guy that they drafted ahead of him appear to be better than Sadua Sanders. I think one of the things, with all of the brashness and all of the exterior that people see, the thing that they're really underestimating is that deep interior motivation that this guy has to win and how he knows how to go about motivating a group of men to play at their highest level.
He knows how to throw the ball.
He could have made $10 million more staying in college with his name, image, and likeness, and instead, he loses $9 million and gets just $1 million here on the signing of this. This doesn't make sense.
Well, you know,
he can throw all the passes, Mike. Yeah. He can throw the fast. He can throw the hard pitch. He can throw the deep ball. He's got touch. A lot of quarterbacks can only do one or the other. And this guy can do it all.
Can we get Deion Sanders on the show next week?
But, you know, this is what I'm going to say. Archie Manning played quarterback in the NFL for a long time.
Oh, yeah?
He knew what he had in his boys. Mm-hmm. And he knew what he felt like was best for him. And he spoke up. Decades ago.
Right.
And the same thing with the guy that played over here and led Denver to two Super Bowls. He knew what he had. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew what he was capable of getting accomplished. And that happened decades ago. And then this happens with Shedeur Sanders, and all of a sudden you would think it was
It blows up.
You got a what in the world on this?
You would think that it would be the first time that anything ever like this had ever happened. Now there is
history repeats itself.
Now there is a what in the world.
What is that?
To change the subject just a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
They drafted a young man named Desmond Watson. Desmond Watson weighs 464 pounds.
Let me write that down. 464
pounds.
Okay,
write
that down. Yeah, got it.
Now, he's a defensive tackle.
Okay.
And they're going to pair him. We talk about pairing wine with our cheese. Uh-huh. They're going to pair him with Vita Vea. And Vita Vea weighs 347 pounds.
347.
That's over 800 pounds.
So what we're going to be looking at when we watch the games that are played when Tampa Bay plays this year, we're going to watch offensive linemen and teams bump their head.
811 pounds.
They also drafted the lightest guy, though,
how
too.
How in the world are you going to be able to squeeze a running back between 800 pounds of defensive lineman?
They also drafted Tez Johnson, the wide receiver. The lightest guy. 154 pounds. So they got the heaviest and the lightest guy.
They're going to throw him.
Well, Baker Mayfield will be finding him. He'll find him out there.
They can't cover them, little bitty guy. Look at Tutu Atwell. Just gave Tutu $10 million. That's something. He weighed about 160 pounds.
Some protection. All right, what about the you're a big basketball fan. Oh, we're finally getting to it for you, Vince.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, man. Don't get what do you think of these playoffs? Have they been derailed? I mean, come on.
Okay, this is, I'd rather be lucky than good, all right? This happened to the Denver Nuggets over the Clippers. The buzzer beater,
The buzzer beater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what was it?
1 second.
Jordan went up for the final dunk. He couldn't hit an outside shot, but he was right under the basket when the long shot was shot, the three-pointer to win it. It came up short. He grabbed it and dunked it with 0.1 second.
And
it,
I mean, and the ball
and was, that beat the Clippers at home. I said the Clippers would not lose at home.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have lost.
Yeah. And the ball was out of his hand. They looked at it close because if the ball had been in his hand,
the lights did not come on.
They would have disallowed the points.
That's right.
Wow.
Okay, but
out.
Some great games, Jackie. That Clippers and Nugget series is great. How about the Lakers and the Timberwolves, okay? Rudy Gobert is a liability for them. They finally found that out, so they didn't play him, and they win the game. Ant is awesome. Okay, Anthony Edwards, unbelievable play. Greatness steps up in the fourth quarter, in the last minutes of a game. You've seen it over and over again, win championship after championship. This guy has done it. He stood up against LeBron. He stood up against them all. They play great defense. And, I mean, defense wins games. As you can see it in the NFL, it's happening in the NBA. It's a physicality sport. Okay, they're stepping up. The other team that was awesome too, Jackie, okay, was the Nuggets. I mean, not the Nuggets, but the Rockets played the Warriors. And the Warriors, to me, are one of the most exciting teams to watch play. They've got Jimmy Butler now and Steph Curry. And Draymond Green. Was just awesome. I mean, he's playing defense, stepping it up, on the borderline of a foul every time he's up
you
there.
You study this basketball like nobody I've ever seen.
Draymond Green would have been one heck of a football player. Yeah. That's the kind of guy I want lined up next to me.
Yeah.
They're playing some basketball.
So you're loving the playoffs. They're good.
I like it, man. I like it. The Warriors up 3-1 now over the Rockets. The Rockets were like the second best team in the West.
But, Vinny, this is one thing that I have a problem with.
Jackie Slater has a problem.
This is one thing. I mean,
what do we got?
I mean, when you look at the Lakers game,
and I
love the Lakers. We had the same orthopedic surgeon for years. We went to their games. They came to ours. I got to know some of those guys and all back in Kareem and Magic's day. But, what Riddick did not do was factor in LeBron James's age. He had four guys. You remember a couple weeks ago we were bragging about the rotations?
Oh, I loved it.
Everybody was
platooning.
Playing.
They're platooning guys in and out.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
And I don't know what happened to it. For 24 minutes, they played the same five guys, including LeBron James. LeBron James is 40 years old. I don't care what anybody says. The man, you see what a great job they're doing up there arresting the kid up there, the shooter up there in Golden West. Curry, some of the critical moments of the game.
They keep him in the game the whole time.
Some of the critical moments of the game, Curry is sitting on the sideline, right over there with the coach, getting arrested. This is deliberate. And LeBron James, there's no way he should be out there playing basketball for no 24 straight minutes. I'm sorry, I disagree with that.
Couple weeks ago. It looked like he was going to have a heart attack really after the game.
He's
going to play it to the end. I mean, that's the way he plays
the
game.
He's not going
to
quit.
But
he's
gosh, 40 years old. I mean, be careful.
Yeah.
Is Luka going to start to pass a little bit instead of holding the ball? What do you think?
Who's that?
Luka.
Oh, Luka. He's a scoring machine. He's going
to
play. But you still, like you said, Jack, you'd have two guys to depend on.
Yeah.
But to platoon, you're even that much better.
Absolutely.
And you got to have somebody big at the post that down low, I think.
They don't have a big.
To be dominant.
They don't have a big. They got the young kid they traded for. His dad played.
Here's another thing, though. J.J. Riddick, real quick.
He
took a timeout and he says, hey, look, guys. Look, we're going to lose the game if we keep turning the ball over. That's a negative.
It's like
telling a quarterback, hey, you keep throwing interceptions, we're never going to win the dang game.
You got to come up
with some positive
A different way to say that.
You got a scoring machine, my scoring machine, Bill Belichick, ladies and gentlemen. It's what in the world better lucky than good. I love this guy. He's my favorite coach. He is calling some great plays right now in the offseason. That's all I'll say. We'll go to break.
We'll see.
I'm telling you, I love the guy. Yeah, well, we'll do your thoughts on that. Call us, please. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com.
The best coach of all time.
Love him. I think he's Czech like me too. Bill Belichick. I love the guy. I'm telling you. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back, wrapping things up for you here. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. It's On Point Live. We'll return.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
On Point Live, I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. So wrap things up for us. We kind of analyzed the draft here on the show. Why are some teams consistently losers? They come out of the draft, they make these picks, they get early picks, they pick the wrong people. You know, look at Atlanta. What are you guys' thoughts there? Atlanta, the Browns, we have the Browns as a winner and a loser. What are they going to do? What's the deal?
For me, yeah. when I just think about, you know, the teams that I played against, mm-hmm. over the years that I played, and some of those teams we had our way with. They were in the same league, in the same division, but whenever we played them, whether at home or on the road, we usually had our way with them. Now, you could say that our coaching was a little bit more sophisticated, or they had a handle on what they were doing, and coaching was the big point. But I think it was more than that. I think it was the way at that particular time guys like Don Klosterman went about his business of selecting his players. He knew – Don Klosterman was the general manager of the Rams years and years ago, and he was a former quarterback and competitor himself, and he knew what competitors looked like. He knew how competitors carried themselves, and he drafted competitors. Some of the most competitive one-on-one and two-on-two situations situations that I had in 20 years of pro football were right there at the Rams dealing with my guys trying to block Jack Youngblood and Fred Dreyer and Larry Brooks and Mike Fanning and guys like that that they had invested in to lead the Rams defense. So I think, you know, if you got a handle on understanding what motivates a guy and you see that that is a part of what makes him competitive, you go after guys like that. And a lot of people don't recognize that, I don't think.
Vince Ferragamo, thoughts?
Well, it does start from top to the bottom. And a lot of it has to do with respect and continuity of the franchise. Okay, you have to believe in your scouting department. They have to have as much impact on the team's success as anything. Coaching and developing players. You look at the Dodger organization. They go to spring training. They go to the farm club. If a guy is not well, he's got to heal up. Go pitch. Get ready. They're bringing in great talent because great young talent encourages the veteran player to continue working harder and get better and better, and that's why the good teams keep
improving. I'll tell you what I think. Do they have Harmony cheese in the refrigerator in the locker room? And you can do that very same thing. Get our sponsors great cheese. Abergele, right?
Abergele.
What do you like again? Pepper cheddar. HarmonyCheese.com. That's where you want to go. HarmonyCheese.com. Follow us on Instagram at on.point.live. Our website, onpointlive.net. Don't forget, subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll see you next week. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater.